find Tess.
Why would you have eaten Mott so it's not Shmara Mott?
You're asking a question? The person during the meal only did not eat Shmara Mott. He only ate non-Shmara Mott. At the beginning of the first Kedaisi, ate Shmara Mott, and the other ones were not Shmara. So the first one can't count as Afikomer, and the other ones are not Shmara, so they're not Afikomer. That was the case. Okay, resentment, top fine test. So Muslim look shlishi, so after they prepare the third cup. So the halacha is that a kais which was used during the meal, so it's possible it's not clean. So for the kais of brichos and mazon, one of the requirements of kais of brichos and mazon, it should be clean. So there you need hadacha and shtifa. Hadacha is on the inside, shtifa is on the outside. You wash it inside and out. You may not know if it's not clean.
Why?
V'af mi she'en an izr b'chol
hashana. You may not know if it's not clean.
If it's not clean. V'af mi she'en an izr b'chol hashana l'irasim hu noki. Even a person who does not normally check, is not careful the whole year to check and see if it's clean. K'mokim b'zeh alaylo yizor m'shum hirer mitzvah. But at least on the night of Pesach, a person should be careful with that and make sure that the kais is clean.
If I'm old wine, is that considered clean? It's usually left over from the
cooking. It really is. Halacha really seems to be that's not a problem with the mice. I think the minig is to clean up from that also. Mavarchal abrich is a mazon if there's wine left over from the second cup. Mavarchal abrich is a mazon. Even though when a person benches by himself, he does not normally have a cup for berachos and mazon. And benching does not normally need a cup. Four cups. See, you tell me that there's normally no mitzvah to bench in a kais. In the night of Pesach, you have to drink four cups of wine anyway. Chazal said, let's divide them out amongst the mitzvahs to give to express each part of the Seder on a different kais. So over here, this night, there would be a lot of benching on a kais b'davka. V'shaseya ba'seva, and drink it ba'seva. V'mshalsa b'loya seva. If a person drank it without doing a seva, y'myaksa b'yishta, whether he should go back and drink again, ayin le'el b'simen tafayin beis, sim zayin b'hakoa. Where there we said, b'di'evet, because it looks like if you go back and drink with a nuper b'rocha, it looked like you're being myself on the cases. Therefore, we're samech on the Rav Yoah not to go back. There should be a scenario in which the person was not mafsik between the shtia, and immediately he realized he cut himself, and he had a mind to drink some more. So that's all. There's no need for new bracha. So that's all. Looks like shtia of the third cup. So then that's not a problem. Otherwise, which that's they'd be very rare. We would not go back. You do not say bracha chorno. Filu shalsa kol revias. Even though you drink the whole revias, the semach of bracha chorno shem the mavarach of kash reviv, because you will say bracha chorno after the fourth cup. You should not drink any wine between the third cup and the fourth cup. Shema yishtaker. We're afraid he might become drunk, but yishin and fall asleep. Well, Yomer Sahalo will not fulfill his obligation to say Hallel. V'yeshu kasu hatam im neshu near of most of all the cases. A second reason, because it appears to be that you're adding on another cup. If you drink another cup, it looks like you're adding another cup. Now, because we're going to love dafka yayin, this halacha, but then it's not limited to wine specifically. Within Shar Mashkin Hamashakrin, any drink which causes any alcoholic drink. You shouldn't drink because if the reason is because you might become drunk, so that's a problem. Miyamena Mashakr, Mutter, if it comes out according to that reasoning, if it's something which is not alcoholic, it could be Mutter. Who shall ye hoya chamar medina? But we're going to add in a second connection. I gave you two reasons. One is because of the potential for becoming drunk. And the second is because it looks like you're adding another kais. Now, water is not another kais because water is water. But something which would potentially halachically could have a din of another of a kais, the mashal, it's chamar medina, so that's already would be problematic. So it's literally the translation of Chamar Medina is the wine of the country, which means in this country where wine is not necessarily so easily available, so they would substitute other types of drinks in place of the chashivas of wine, even if they're not alcoholic. So if that's true in that country, so basically Rimersha says in a tshuva, he says that the definition of Chamar Medina is something which people offer to drink, not for thirst, but for covet. They'll join you in a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, not because I'm thirsty, because you know, we'll get together over a cup of coffee. They're not going to join you in a cup of soda unless we're thirsty. Soda you drink because you're thirsty. Nobody pulls out a cup of soda because they're just, you know, we're going to join you in a cup of soda.
Not everybody agrees with that, right?
Interesting, the mayor of Bloch, Zatzal, tells Rosh Hashiva, held that once it became the standard drink which was used in the country, even if it wasn't for COVID, it's considered a Chamar Medina. So he held actually that Coca-Cola would be considered a Chamar Medina. You know, I don't know if Coca-Cola and Pepsi had it, but Rav Moshe had a strong tshuva that he probably disagreed with him on that.
With Abdullah, I think.
Ravad has a tshuva. He suggests that possibly he wants to suggest possibly orange juice. He holds coffee and tea are considered Chamar Medina.
It is.
And then he talks possibly maybe even orange juice. But he says, but coffee and tea, he feels those are things which you drink for COVID. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, in that whole sugya with Chamar Medina, the general Chamar Medina is only acceptable if wine's not available. If there's wine available, even though you don't have wine per se, but if there's wine available,
or a person has a wine drinking problem.
No, but it seems to be over there. You know, in a place where they sell wine, just because you don't have wine, that doesn't make it Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina was a place where wine was not really available. Wine was extremely expensive, so. So people would take the drink another drink. So it became the standard in the neighborhood. That's why it's called Chamar Medina, because the definition of it is it's a place where wine's available. So wine's available. That being said, he does seem to accept that the alcoholic beverages would. And the Shabura actually is master. If he does say if a case where for the person Chamar Medina is more chaviv to him. Even though wine's available, you can use Chamar Medina. But at the same time, he gives you both definitions. He doesn't argue with the definition. Chamar Medina means it's the thing which replaces wine when wine's not available. Okay, now let's say that's true, but the point is wine available right now. But you like that better. That's fine. But the fact that you like it better, the Mishnah Berurah holds, the fact that you like it better, and but there's wine available, so it's not Chamar Medina, so that he seems to hold as a problem. The Chassidish Shabbat does not go like that, and they go with the standards. They're making a kiddush by day on bromfen is a Mishnah Berurah pasuk holds you can't do that.
What's brom?
Scotch,
some type of whiskey. Al Kapodim over here says the case where it's Chamar Medina, he says, so it looked like you're being Moshe Malakosis. Mima Kashlishi, he says, Rama adds, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. Mima Kashlishi in the third cup, the time of Kamashim Shikris, Bivari Lushak, Shabbat, Inashesi, Yasimi Arbakaisis. You're drinking the four cups, which Chazal said. So Chazal weren't worried about you becoming drunk on the four cups. The time of the Nirkam Moisif, Namilek, Shabbat, Ina, Elokais, Achaz, it's the same kais, you're not adding another kais. A person drank a revivia, so he fulfilled his obligation of drinking the cup. He said, you know what, I'm finished. But he changed his mind. So that's a Magen Rumah Chuk Yaakov. The Kiman should circle of Vorach Olav Mechadish. So once there's a Nimlach, he needs an Ubracha. Once it needs an Ubracha, then Mechzi Kimoy Sebal HaKaisis. It looks like you're adding another cup. Vain Le'el B'Sim Atav Vain Beis V'Yer Locha Masha Ksav Nim Shom. That what do you say over there? On that point. He says Mustama, the person's das was on the whole cup. But once he started saying hal already, so then it's like that's considered a nimbach. But the whole assumption of the Magen Avraham, then he says, maybe is not necessarily true. He brings that there definitely are those. There is the Magen Avraham made an assumption. Once you need a bracha, it's considered like you're being blessed by the kaisers. That's the Magen Avraham's approach. So that he challenges that might necessarily be true. This is if it's a different cup, I understand
not
that
necessarily be true.
But in the same cup, the fact that you need another bracha doesn't look like a yisafu. He seems to hold that the ikur is not like the Magen Avraham that he's saying over here. Okay, so you can drink kamapamim from the same cup. If it's a very large cup, obviously, which would have a potential of making him drunk, that he shouldn't drink. It's all one cup. It's all one drinking because he wasn't, even though he interrupted in between. As long as he didn't go weiter in the Haggadah, so it's all one shtia, even though the gabi this halacha of being most of all the kaisers, even though the interruption was more the kneichilas pras. Person should have a zimun. It's a mitzvah to try and get a zimun, achas zimun test. The day of getting three people is not because of benching. That's not any more common than the rest of the year. That you know, you suppose it's nice to have. If you don't have, you don't have. But the reason why you want zimun is because of halal. It's proper to say halal with three people. They're going to answer that pasuk. Pasuk shachazel. Verse shikru. The zimun zeh. So she gets such a person. That means that now even the person did not eat with you, like the Ramah says. But so he doesn't count for the zimun for benching. Verse shikru the zimun zeh. That person that you invited in for this zimun purpose. Lo yechav lo yishta. He shouldn't eat and shouldn't drink because it's a new place for him. Let's say benching; he's ready after benching. Lo yisayeh lebarach birchas zimun. He doesn't say answer birchas zimun and benching. Al yishma haydu biyana imahem and biyachsu lebeisay. He answers haydu, and that's it. It goes back home. Even though it's proper to have three male adults, you should invite them to, even though they're having, let's say, I don't know, you have a situation, people, they go to these Pesach hotels, they're having a private Haggadah, private Seder, just you know, a small group, which is two men. The next table over, there's one man. So you should invite him over to join you for Haidu. So it would be proper to invite the service of Amir's Haidu. But the wife and the children can count. Because they're answering what there's a person talking to two people and answering. We'll see children which are Ketanim, we'll talk about in a second. he'll say hoidu, mehemiano, they'll answer back. Vuden sheisha yechadu lomer hoidu, the woman could be the one who says it. Sharei gam nashim chayim yechayobas behalol, that women are chayim and hal, kamo shayim yechayobas adal kersis, that they're chayim adal kersis. Because of chagak of the female shenogim lomer hoidu, ben nigun neem is kal, but since we sing it, it's common to sing it, Yeshachosh the Ma'ad Rabbeinu B'Gemor Zimran Noshi V'Anyan Gav V'Kesh Ben Arus. The Gemor says that, or gives that scenario where the women would sing and the men would, like would, and the men would respond to the song. So the Gemor says it's like the Yetzirah, it's like the Yetzirah is Ma'ar the person, comparable to like Na'arus. Na'arus was flax. Uh-huh. The you would take the flax seed, there was these little soilus which was in there which you would beat out of it, and that was extremely flammable. So you light a fire, touch a fire to the nervous, it bursts into flame. So that's women singing and men responding. The more so that's the same Yetzirah type of a situation. So that's definitely, you know, so she could say it, but not, she can't sing it. Now the Avashim, she can't count for benching, she just counts for halach. Person wants to bench with a mezuman. He wants to go to his neighbor to bench there. You can't eat your avicum in here. You can't join their benching unless you eat there. Well, you can't eat after Afikarmen. You can't eat Afikarmen in two different places. So what you can do is go there before Afikarmen and eat Afikarmen there. You're gonna bench there, eat up a kaim in there. We got Mishra Sham, okay, so you'll drink the third cup there. Mishra Sham on Gemara Seder, you said that for the end of the Seder, that would be the most logical thing. In Retzalach, the base of Achri Berchus, the Mazar, Mimra Halu, Mishra Kesavi, you want to come back for Halu and Kesavi, then you could do. So that would be the if you want to get a Zeman for benching. Fine. We don't go somewhere else. So can't tell you the work. If you have a choice, it's better to stay here than to go searching for a zimun. Okay. You want to do the best thing. You don't have personally three adult males. You're the house in the Chachil of the Suda, Eitz Areach, Kedesh Shehelo, Zimun Shalom, Berchaz, the Muslim, Rekham, and Mirzor. So Eitz is invite guests. He's the Chazay Frum, he wants to be, you know, have, so he's running to his neighbor, this and that, invite a guest, somebody who needs to eat, you know, it's like a relic.
Berchaz, Samozon, what? Begam, the Mirzor.
Yeah. Mirzor.
Begam, the Mirzor.
Okay. So you have them, the leader says Hoidu and they respond. He says Ona, they respond. Obviously, this is not Mahakev in the hollow. So he says Hoidu and they respond. There's only two people there total. They both say Hoidu together. They don't say it, you know, it's not responsive. Okay, and he says, the gadol can give a katan rishus. The katan rishus, he says that she who yomer kadesh lo yishnu began kadesh the chanchem mitzvahs. Even though it's a katan, it means a katan under bar mitzvah. He can say it and lead it. So this way that it's exciting for them, they'll stay awake, and also they'll train them to do the mitzvah. Tell the Mishnah Berurah, but zeh davka b'miras ona. So he says on, and you respond on. Because you repeat the pasuk, she's not being yirtzah with it. Not by her. Now, the Gemara actually, it's interesting. The Gemara, we have a count of this idea of Shemei Ka'ona, that I can be yirtzah with Shemei Ka'ona by hearing it with somebody else and being yirtzah. The place where the Gemara actually discusses Shemei Ka'ona is in Havel. It's more in Sukkah. The Gemara says that. So the Chazan says the pasuk of Hodu out loud, and you respond Hodu. Then he says Yerman or Yisrael, and you respond Hodu. You never said the pasuk Yerman or Yisrael. Verse no problem. Shemei Ka'ina. You heard some Shemei Ka'ina, but you were hearing it from him was the difference if you said it. So meeker than the proper way to say Havel is he says out loud. You hear the pasuk and you respond Hodu. That's it. You don't say anything else. You'll see many people that they actually say the pasuk also. That's not meeker than the Gemara. That's a minute. The reason why is because sometimes you can't hear the Chazan. So you can't be Yotzer Shemei Ka'ona if you can't hear it. So, especially if he's singing, and the whole place is jumping and clapping, you know, and banging, I don't hear the Chazan what he says. So, obviously, I can't be Yotzer the Pasuk with him. But a case where theoretically it would be the Chazan would say very clearly and very distinctly, and everybody would hear the Pasuk, you have no need to repeat the Pasuk. You just say Hoytu. And that's it. So now, if I have a cotton leading, it's not going to work. I can't do Shemei Ka'ona on the deeper of the katan. So by ona, he says ona and I say ona. So I'm not being yotze with him. But by hoidu, when he says Yemen or Yisrael, kilo lam chastoi, mikud that I don't say that, I'm yotze that with him. So I can't have a katan leading. Shubal abayis mevorech. Avim yesh loy oreach, v'komokim in kapeda b'zeim birach achar. You know, he has a guest, and normally you would give the guest to bench. The night of Pesach, the minhag is the Baal HaBayis leads the benching. But the mice, if somebody else does it, it's definitely not mahak.
I can't say I've seen every single Haggadah that got printed, because I print them like 20 a year. But every Haggadah I've seen and I've looked at it, I've never seen any of the Haggadahs mentioned about doing unresponsibly. I've never heard it.
Really?
I never saw it. I mean, maybe.
Do it in my house.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did you see it in the Haggadah somewhere? Because usually Haggadah says, do this, do that, do that. I mean, I never saw that in any Haggadah.
Maybe the article says it.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe.
If I remember, I'll take a look. I've never seen it. I've never heard of this before.
Really? I didn't realize I was so modern.
Well, you go by the book, you know.
Yeah. So, I think Rabbi Moses saw that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Simon Tofpe, that you say, oh no, responsibly. Set a curse of V, the voice of Echot. Curse of V, Masra Loilono. So, you finish benching the fourth cup, you start with Loilono. The Ramah will mention that we say Shrecha Moscha before Lavanu. The Mechaber doesn't mention it. I'm sure he argues
so
it, but he doesn't mention it.
Didn't see Haggadah saying Yisayona Hashem response?
Yes. Mechaber Lavanu is the Hallel, and you say the full Hallel on the fourth cup. Ben Armi Halucha, Elo Armer Achar Gemara Hallel. You don't say the paragraph of Halucha, which is the end of Hallel normally. You do not say that paragraph at all according to the Mechaber. So immediately after you finish saying Hallel, which ends off with that whole long paragraph, ends up with the Pasuk of Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdoi, all the way at the end. So immediately you go into Hallel Gadol, Shumi Hodu Hashem Ad Al Naros Bavel. You don't say
Hodu Kel Hashmayim Ki L'Olam Chasdoi.
That's not what I said. So Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam
Chasdoi. I mean, that's the last Pasuk.
It's the last pasuk of Hallel, and then you start Hallel Hagadol. Shumi Hallel Hashem Ad Anaros Bavel.
Last pasuk of Hallel Hagadol. You don't say the Al Naros Bavel.
Right. So you don't say you say until Ad Naros Bavel. Shem Chof Lov Kilolam Chastor, which is all 26 of the Kilolam Chastors. Achach Yerimer Nishmas Kol Chai. Then you say the paragraph of Nishmas. V'yishtabach Ad Umeyolam Va'adolam Atzakel. Which means you do not say the actual bracha, you say through the end of the paragraph. you stop right before the bracha of Yishtaba. V'oz yarmer yehalalucha al melech mu'lo batish b'chais. So the Mechaber Shita is, you say the paragraph yehalalucha, which is the correct end of Hallel, and you said Hallel, you end it with the bracha of Hallel. However, we do not say that immediately after Hallel, because since we added Hallel Gadol and what the Gemara calls Birchas Hashir, which is Nishmas, that's added in, and then when everything is finished, you say the Chasima on the Hallel of Melech, the paragraph Yalucha till Melech Mula Batish Bechais. Mishmur will bring two other sheets. Okay. Shaseh Baseva, and you drink it Baseva, Bole Bracha Tchila. Again, the Meshulchan Aruch calls you don't make a bracha on the fourth cup. Karni Sparli El, Basim Tafayin Dal, Donal Noigan Work. We do make a bracha on the fourth cup. Then Mavarach Acharav, Alagav, we make a bracha Achorayna. The Mechaber says, Vim Shaseh Bole Haseva, Tzarech Lishter, Pam Acheres Baseva. If you forgot Haseva, you must drink it again. That's the Mechaber. That I said, "V'riyevid your semechan the Rav Yoh, and you do not drink again." In the case of if a person drank the fourth cup without a seva, and he's drinking another cup with a seva, sarach uvarch lefonav berei priyagofen. If he should see a dieter melish tozard, he stopped his intention to drink. That if he needs a new berei priyagofen, fine. We say the paragraph Shvecha Moscha before Lelonu. Number one. Number two, Liftecha Pesach, the minute is to open the door. Remember that tonight is a night where Hashem is Shemer Klal Yisro. Meskus Emuna Zu. Yabu Mashiach, Yishbecha Moscha Alam Machishim Vashem. So in the schus of this emunah that we believe because Baruch Hashem or us, that it will be the schus which will bring Mashiach, and the Shrech HaMoscha will be Nizkayim. V'chein Noigim, the Ramos says that is the minhag is like this Yeshemer. V'yachol Ligmar Halal Af Shalom B'makom Suda. The Halal does not need to be said the place where you ate. You can finish it. You can say the Halal somewhere else. I was by a person that he would open up the door, stand by the door and scream Shrecha Moscha out to the street, you know, to all the goyim. Shrecha Moscha, the goyim, you know, the goyim. 1:30 in the morning, you know, screaming his head off down the street. Okay, Aleph Moscha Lelon Bloy Bracha. We do not say the bracha on the challah beforehand. Now, truth is really we would have said the bracha before the beginning, which is there is actually a sheet that was told you make a bracha. You say Hallel sitting down. You say Hallel standing up. It's part of the process of eating it. It was said around the Suda, which we would sit the Derech Haseba and Cheres and say the Hallel in conjunction with that. For Hallel by the Agada we sit, right? Even though normally you have to stand for Hallel unless the person can't. There's a din of Amida normally over here. B'dafka we say it Miyoshev. Okay, so Hallel Mishir Eivel B'Yomtiv Shnagav Belusu Kadam Yomtiv Mechamokum Germer Sahallel. The person's in a state of being an oval and Yomtiv. Now how is that possible? Yomtiv stops Avelis. The case was that the patira was such that the kura was such that he didn't have an opportunity to start the velus before Yom Tov at all. So he's still in a state of a velus, and that he will actually sit Shiva after Yom Tov. So even so, he still says Hallel. Ad Naharos Bovel, Benar Miranu Tzadikim, and you don't say the paragraph of Ranu Tzadikim. Some people. You know, in Pesukos Dimer Shabbos morning, we have those two by Ashkenazim. We have those two back to back, not by Sardin. Now, it's a Kiddush because I mean, really, the Tillim are not connected at all. One is Kuf Lamed, one is Kuf Lamed Vav, and one is the Lamed Gimel. Okay. I may lomar elom, when he nischoseinu beyishtabach. Now, who may atov adelom? So the, first of all, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is me'olam v'ad olam. That's a nusach, svar nusach. Our nusach for Yishtabach actually is me'atov v'ad olam. Rechaz v'ad is me'atov v'ad olam. So even according to the Mechaber, the person, you know, it's very common, the person forgot himself and he's already saying the whole paragraph of Yishtabach and everything like that. Next thing he knows, he's saying the bracha of Yishtabach already. So Yermi Achach Yalucha Bulei Chasima said, you'll still say the paragraph of Yalucha, but you would not say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mechulav Atish Bechus. Okay. Hey. So, according to the Mechaber, you say, you take the whole paragraph of Yahalucha, you put it all the way at the end, you do not say the bracha on Yishtabach, you say the bracha of Yahalucha, the paragraph of Yahalucha with the bracha at the end. Zot Mishaburah. Yeshnagim, some people have a different minute. Kaposkim Lerma Takev Acher Halo Yahalucha. Ad Kim Yalom Adilom Atokel. You finish off the paragraph of Yahalucha without saying the bracha. Okay? Because that's where it belongs. It belongs immediately after Havel. And then, V'achakach Omer Havel HaGadol. You say Havel HaGadol B'nishmas V'yishtabach. And then you finish off at the end of the paragraph of Yishtabach B'choysim Baruch Atah Hashem Melech M'hulol B'tish B'chos. So that's the second minute. That you say the paragraph of Yahalucha without the chasima, without those last six words, right immediately after the halal, you say halal gadol nishmas all the way to Yishtabach, and then you say brachos v'dos me'atov v'ad olam baruch ato Hashem melech m'hulo batish b'chos. V'yesh shechosim, and there's a third shita. Okay. It says you said the chasima habacher b'shirei zimra for shemir yishtabach tamid. You say the full bracha of yishtabach, so it means you say halucha after halo without the chasima. You say halo gadol yishtabach and you finish off with the actual bracha of yishtabach. Now, so according to both of these menhagim, that you say halucha immediately after halo and you say yishtabach and then you do a chasima then. So what will happen if he was saying Yalucha? And of course he's saying the whole paragraph, so it's very common, it's very possible the person would forget himself and say, so now what does he do? So shuv lo yachtam bi yishtabach, lo yomer halo galo bin yishmas yishtabach ad me'atov ad olam, and you stop there before the brach. So, according to the Mechaber, that you don't say the whole paragraph there, that's very, chances of that happening are minimal, but if you're saying the paragraph there of Yahalucha, it's very possible you'll end up with the Chasima, so you don't say any, then you don't say Chasima after Yishtabach. Mishaseyu, then you drink the fourth cup. Piyutim, Dehainu Oz, Reb Nisim, all the different songs that we sing afterwards, the Piyutim, Ermach Hashias, because you say it after the fourth cup. So you don't say, continue saying the songs and then say the fourth cup. The fourth cup is immediately after Hal, because those are only minig, not really part of the Hal. The Maram Rutenberg, however, pushed it off to later. This way it was like basically right when he finished the Seder and he'd go to sleep. So he had his last drink. Supposed to, you imagine, especially if you sing very lustily, so you drink your fourth cup and you sing all these songs and you're thirsty already. So he was practical and he would say, well, let's just drink at the end, so you won't be thirsty until you have your fourth cup at the end. V'cheinu b'sidurim, that's as many sidurim have a printed like that. But I lechad ermer yermer oz roiz nisim in chutz l'aretz, you say the piyut of oz roiz nisim the first night. They say both nights. Some women say both, and so obviously they say both nights. Well, they say both the one night of Seder, the Seder. Okay. Mavorach Acharov, you say Baruch Acharno, but Baruch Azu Yifter Gam Kais Gimel Kileb Simatav Findal. That this Baruch Acharno counts for the third cup. For sure, it counts for the third cup. Sarlicious palm. In case a person did not drink Basavis and the Mechavis, so you have to drink again. Who then because Gimel Gam Kindin Hochi the Mechavis. According to Shulchan Aruch, that'll be relevant in the third cup also. Mealinian Bracha Lefanea, Daf Kesavi, Shlachosh Alicious Oid Klau. But in regards to taking a new Bracha Rishono, here. Saying Lubrach Rishon is the third cup, you plan to drink more. You're gonna have a fourth cup, according to Machaber, that you only the bracha number three counts as number four. So drinking another cup would need no reason to make another bracha. Hashem Khashishim Shivalavaki Khash of Lishus Oid or Smach Brachazul Mikri Hesakadas and Sarkovor. Well, some of the Kriyashom Hagod the Dan Chain of Dark Inal Hoseba Kholashana and lots of Lishus Basebi. You do not go back and drink Baseba. We open the door. Mishum, we're not worried about other things. We pour one more cup. So we believe in the moon that Eliyahu is going to come. You ought to say the Halal Shlomo Kamsudo. Even if you end up drinking your fourth cup in a different place than the other three, that's still valid. Okay.